Chapter 4. The Pull Toward Destruction. There are days when the fight inside your head gets so loud that you just want it to stop. It is not about being weak. It is not about not caring. It is about being overwhelmed by thoughts that do not give you a break. When that happens, your mind starts looking for any way out, even if that way hurts you. That is where the self-destruct cycle begins. Self-destructive behavior is not always obvious at first. It does not always look like something dangerous right away. Sometimes, it starts small, like avoiding people or shutting down. Other times, it looks like anger, risky choices, or doing things you know are not good for you. These actions often come from a place of pain and a need to escape it. For many veterans, this cycle is tied to deeper wounds. The stress, the memories, and the emotions do not just go away after service. They stay, and they build pressure over time. That pressure has to go somewhere. If it is not released in a healthy way, it finds a destructive path. That path can feel like relief at first, but it always comes with a cost. Risky choices that feel like relief. When you are in the middle of the storm, risky behavior can feel like control. It can feel like you are finally doing something instead of just sitting with the pain. That is why people turn to things like drinking too much, driving too fast, or pushing themselves into dangerous situations. In that moment, it feels like power. It feels like you are taking charge of something. The problem is that these choices do not fix anything. They only add more problems on top of the ones already there. Research shows that risky behavior is common in people dealing with trauma and can actually make symptoms worse over time. That means the very thing that feels like relief can keep the cycle going. This is not about judging those choices. It is about understanding them. When someone is hurting deeply, they are not thinking about long-term outcomes. They are thinking about right now. They are thinking about how to quiet the noise in their head for even a few minutes. That is a very real and very human response. But over time, those moments of relief come with bigger consequences. They bring more stress, more regret, and sometimes more trauma. That feeds right back into the cycle. The mind learns that pain leads to risky behavior, and risky behavior leads to more pain. That loop can become hard to break. Numbing out to survive. Sometimes it is not about risk. Sometimes it is about shutting everything off. Numbing out can look like sitting in silence for hours or losing yourself in a screen. It can look like drinking just enough to not feel anything. It can look like pushing people away so you do not have to deal with emotions at all. Numbing feels like relief because it takes the edge off. It lowers the volume of the thoughts and the feelings. For a little while, it can feel like peace, but it is not real peace. It is more like putting a blanket over a fire. The fire is still there underneath, still burning. Many veterans deal with deep feelings of guilt, shame, or confusion about what they have been through. These emotions can be hard to face. They can make you feel like you are not the same person anymore. Because of that, numbing becomes a way to avoid facing those feelings. The problem is that when you numb the bad, you also numb the good. You stop feeling joy. You stop feeling connection. You stop feeling anything that reminds you that you are still alive. Over time, that can make the emptiness feel even worse. Then, the cycle continues, because now you are trying to escape the numbness, too. Chasing relief instead of healing. At the center of the self-destruct cycle is one simple truth. You are not trying to hurt yourself. You are trying to feel better. Every risky choice and every numbing behavior comes from that place. It is a search for relief. It is a way to get through the moment. The problem is that relief and healing are not the same thing. Relief is quick. It is temporary. It gives you a break, but it does not fix the root of the problem. Healing is slower. It takes time. It takes effort. It does not always feel good right away, but it moves you forward. When you are stuck in the cycle, your brain learns to chase relief. It learns that certain actions can change how you feel fast. That becomes the goal. Over time, that pattern gets stronger. It becomes a habit even when you know it is not helping in the long run. Studies show that self-destructive behavior can actually lead to more stress and more traumatic experiences. That means the cycle feeds itself. You do something to feel better, but it creates more problems, which leads to more pain, which leads to more of the same behavior. Breaking that pattern starts with understanding it. It starts with seeing that the goal is not to judge yourself. The goal is to recognize what is happening and why. Once you see that clearly, you can begin to make different choices, even if they are small ones. Breaking the cycle one moment at a time. You do not break the self-destruct cycle all at once. You break it one moment at a time. You break it by noticing when the urge hits. You break it by pausing, even if it is just for a few seconds. That pause can be the difference between repeating the pattern and choosing something different. This is not easy work. There will be times when you fall back into old habits. That does not mean you failed. It means you are human. The goal is not perfection. The goal is progress. Each time you choose a healthier path, even in a small way, you weaken the cycle. It also helps to replace destructive actions with something that still gives you relief, but does not cause harm. That could be writing, moving your body, or talking to someone who understands. These are not instant fixes, but they are steps in the right direction. Over time, those steps add up. You are not broken because you have struggled with this. You are not weak because you have tried to escape the pain. You are someone who has been through a lot and is trying to find a way through it. That matters. That effort matters. The self-destruct cycle is real, but it is not permanent. You can learn to see it. You can learn to interrupt it. And slowly, you can build a different path. One that is not about running from the pain, but about moving through it. That is what it means to keep going. That is what it means to Charlie Mike.